Jackie Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
If you're still headed home southbound on I-15, it is still stacked up and slow from downtown Salt Lake City. The worst of it continues to about 7200 south, and then still under the freeway limit and bogged down to Bangor Highway and Draper. Northbound I-15, just a little heavy going over 90th south. Southbound I-215's west belt slow as you're going between I-80 down to about 3500 south, and we're still seeing some bogged down driving, bogged down speeds westbound on the 21st South Freeway between Bangor out to Magna, and eastbound I-80 slow as you're transitioning to I-215 east belt. Len Thomas?
We have an accident reported about 2700 South Redwood Road. Not seen much in the way of delays just yet, but a little bit further south on Redwood Road, it is slow about 5700 south down into the West Jordan area. And those surface streets, 90th, 106th, 114th, and 123rd south, all slow as you head from I-15 out toward Redwood Road. And then into Utah County southbound 15, good at the top of the point, but then right there at SR-92, you're slowing to about 2100 north in Lehigh. Mark?
Yeah, it's a little bit ugly on the way up from downtown, or as a matter of fact, all the way back at 3300 South, headed through South Salt Lake, through downtown, and all the way up into Davis County. Bountiful, it looks like, before you reach full speeds. Going to hit it pretty hard again between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. Now, there is new problem. Highway 89 northbound right at I-84 in the South Weber area. That's adding delays there. 215 to the north end, nowhere else for anybody to go. So that's crowded up from I-80 headed towards Legacy Parkway. Ellen DeGeneres calls him unbelievable. Paul Cardall calls gorgeous, but his friends just call him Jason. Jason Lyle Black's Piano Preludes on sale now. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.